Whatever happened to all those fired up Bernie Sanders supporters? Turns out some members of his Pennsylvania campaign have pulled together to organize for progressive candidates running for local office. WHYY's Laura Benchoff has this story from Chester County.
It's a Wednesday night, and the Phoenixville area progressives have a long agenda to get through.
Hello, thank you everybody for coming.
The group used to be called Phoenixville Area Citizens for Bernie and is made up of about 30 diehard supporters of the Vermont senator. Tonight, they're meeting to feel out state representative candidates asking for their support on the rooftop patio of Irish pub Molly Maguire's.
I'm Hans Van Maal. I'm the state house candidate for the 157th. Which, if you're not sure where that is, you're sitting in it.
Some of the members attended the Democratic National Convention as delegates or volunteers, and later as protesters when their candidate lost the nomination. Group leader and Bernie delegate Sabrina Fabrigo says she was never really interested in politics before, but working on Sanders' campaign changed all that.
If I want anything to change, it's going to take some action on my end. I can't just sit around and expect those candidates to do it with me not pushing them.
With a built-in network from the campaign, she and other Bernie believers had a way to heed his call to support and eventually run progressive candidates at the local level.
So now we're a group to keep people involved in the political process and to push our issues. This year we're focusing on the local candidates who came and actually reached out to us.
Since the summer, members of the group from across southeastern Pennsylvania have been canvassing, phone banking, and fundraising for half a dozen local candidates whose platforms mostly align with the group's values. In Pennsylvania, those local issues include more funding for public education, ending natural gas fracking, and redrawing district lines to make elections more competitive. But with any big tent political group, some conflict is unavoidable. While the candidates they support tend to be Democrats running in largely Republican areas, the group brings in independents and Green Party supporters who are not afraid to criticize mainstream Democratic positions, like the call to tax shale gas drilling to increase education funding in the Commonwealth.
It's an unsafe idea.
Joe Ferraro is a member of the Phoenixville Area Progressives and the Green Party.
And if we really care about kids and we care about our state, we have to divorce education funding from fracking. There's no way we can have that.
It's not sustainable.
It is unsustainable and it's absolutely bat crazy.
Many in the group weren't interested in the political process before Bernie Sanders run for president. In order to keep the momentum of his campaign going, they're going to have to overcome some pretty big obstacles that have stymied progressive movements in the past.
Repeatedly, we've put all of our eggs on a presidential candidate.
Franklin and Marshall historian Van Goss studies American social movements. He says recent left-wing pushes in the U.S. have tended to work outside the electoral system. Think the Occupy movement.
There's been a great deal of sort of squeamishness. People generally willing to lobby or to protest and, you know, try to influence legislation, like, you know, but to actually get into electoral politics, so.
Contrast that to conservative groups like the Tea Party, which have focused specifically on fielding candidates who support their values. Goss says Bernie Sanders supporters could be different precisely because he showed how a successful politician can have an impact. And there are some national groups started by former Sanders campaign staff trying to translate enthusiasm for the candidate into a cohesive national movement. But the jury is out on how much success they're finding. Meanwhile, the local candidates the Phoenixville area progressives support face long odds. They're mostly challenging incumbents. Even so, Chester County mom Brianna Johnston says they are committed to changing the political landscape in the long run.
I've met these people locally who want to see these more progressive policies put on the table, negotiated, where maybe the national party doesn't.
While campaigning for Sanders this spring, Johnston joined her local Democratic Party committee. Now she has a multi-year plan to run for local elected office, something small like school board. She says she plans to work on other people's campaigns in the meantime so she can learn what it takes to win. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.